Epic Book List, recommended reading for January 23rd to 29th. This week, we feature an intriguing Western with a cowboy gunman investigating a murder and an in-depth analysis of and a response to today's war on masculinity. Fiction. The Gunman Jackson Swagger. By Stephen Hunter. During an 1890s drought in Arizona, Civil War veteran, shootist, and cowboy Jack Swagger signs on at the sprawling Callahan Ranch as one of the gunmen protecting the owner's shipments. Soon, he's investigating the death of a former cowboy, among other things, and this last bastion of the Old West unfurls a tangled banner of murder and mystery, testing Swagger's skills as a marksman and amateur sleuth to the max. This addition to Hunter's best-selling Swagger series should delight both fans and newcomers. Atria/Emily Bessler Books, 2025, 304 pages. Hotel Ukraine, the final Arkady Renko novel. By Martin Crew Smith. Just before the Ukraine war, a deputy minister of defense is murdered at Moscow's luxury Hotel Ukraine. Politically sensitive, the case is given to Moscow detective Arkady Renko to investigate jointly with the FSB. Renko, who is disposable, suffers from Parkinson's, which he conceals from his superiors to keep working. When Renko insists on finding the real killer, the FSB learns he is ill, getting him placed on disability leave. This enables Renko to start a real investigation. Simon & Schuster, 2025, 288 pages. Philosophy. Kant, A Revolution in Thinking. By Marcus Willischek. According to the author, no thinker since Plato and Aristotle has had more profound and innovative ideas on such a wide and varied range of topics as Kant. This book is not a biography of the famous 18th-century German philosopher, but rather a presentation of his groundbreaking philosophies and the impact he has had on the way the modern world thinks. For those interested in philosophy, democratic policies, and some of the foundational principles of human rights, this is an excellent work. Belknap Press, 2025, 416 pages. Modern Society. The Relentless War on Masculinity, Does It Ever End? By David Maywald. A war on men has been waged during the last decades. Masculinity is now toxic. Marriage and fatherhood are devalued. This book shows how this happened and why. It shows modern misandry's results, with fourth-generation feminists creating a female-dominated society, causing boys and men to struggle in today's world. In a final chapter, it offers solutions to the problem, not a return to a male-dominated world, but to an equal society. In such a world, men and women both win, with no losers. Celebrating Masculinity, 2025, 146 pages. Classics. The Story of the Trapp Family Singers. By Maria Augusta Trapp. This 1949 story inspired the mega-hit The Sound of Music, but goes into much greater depth regarding Trapp's time in the convent, her shift of allegiance to Baron von Trapp and his children, her deep enduring religious faith, the family's journey to America and the hardships suffered along the way, and the kindnesses shown to them by others. It's a simply told tale which also shines a light on some of the family's traditions. An uplifting story which is ideal for teens and adults alike. William Morrow, 2001, 320 pages. Four Kids. The Pokey Little Puppy. By Jeanette Sebring Lowry and Gustav Tengren. An iconic classic and one of the original Little Golden books first published in 1942, The Pokey Little Puppy is a fun read aloud. It's the story of a curious little puppy who tends to lag behind, depicted in its celebrated illustrations. The story's simple and repetitive nature is helpful for budding readers and centers on the theme of obedience. Golden Books, 2001, 24 pages. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.